Part 1. The Phenomenon of Peer Orientation. Chapter 1. Why Parents Matter More Than Ever. 12-year-old Jeremy is hunched over the keyboard, his eyes intent on the computer monitor. It's 8 o'clock in the evening, and tomorrow's homework is far from complete, but his father's repeated admonishments to get on with it fall on deaf ears. Jeremy is on MSN Messenger, exchanging notes with his friends, gossip about who likes whom, sorting out who is a buddy and who an enemy, disputes over who said what to whom at school that day, the latest on who is hot and who is not. "Stop bugging me," he snaps at his father, who, one more time, comes to remind him about schoolwork. "If you were doing what you're supposed to," the father shoots back, his tone shaking with frustration, "I wouldn't be bugging you." The verbal battle escalates. The voices grow strident, and in a few moments, Jeremy yells, "You don't understand anything!" as he slams the door. The father is upset, angry with Jeremy, but above all, with himself. "I blew it again," he thinks. "I don't know how to communicate with my son." He and his wife are both concerned about Jeremy. Once a cooperative child, he is now impossible to control or even to advise. His attention seems focused exclusively on contact with his friends. This same scenario of conflict is acted out in the home several times a week, and neither the child nor the parents are able to respond with any new thoughts or actions to break the deadlock. The parents feel helpless and powerless. They have never relied much on punishment, but now they are more and more inclined to lower the boom. When they do, their son becomes ever more embittered and defiant. Should parenting be this difficult? Was it always so? Older generations have often, in the past, complained about the young being less respectful and less disciplined than they used to be. But today, many parents intuitively know that something is amiss. Children are not quite the same as we remember being. They are less likely to take their cues from adults, less afraid of getting into trouble. They also seem less innocent and naive, lacking, it seems, the wide-eyed wonder that leads a child to have excitement for the world, for exploring.